revealed a small chamber about 7 feet deep and 4 feet square. At one side of this was a squat, brass-bound wooden box, the lid of which was hinged upward with a curious old-fashioned key projecting from the lock. It was furred outside by a thick layer of dust, and damp and worms had eaten through the wood, so that a crop of living fungi was growing on the inside of it. Several discs of metal were scattered over the bottom of the box, but it contained nothing else. At that moment, however, I, Musgrave, and the two officers had no thought for the old chest, for our eyes were riveted upon that which crouched beside it.
Oh, my God!
It was the figure of a man, clad in a suit of black, who squatted down upon his hands with his forehead sunk upon the edge of the box and his two arms thrown out on each side of it. The attitude had drawn all the stagnant blood to the face, and no man could have recognized that distorted, liver-colored countenance. But when we'd drawn the body up, his height, his dress, and his hair were all sufficient to show his former master that it was indeed his missing butler.
He's been dead for some days. No wound, no bruising, just... Sergeant Harris, the sir? Body. It had better be taken to the mortuary.
You leave that to us, sir. Get hold of his legs, Middleton. It's all right, lad. When you're ready.
Can I help in any way, Sergeant Harris?
If you could shine your lantern on the stairs, sir, that'd be much appreciated.
Of course. I'm sure Mr. Holmes wouldn't mind going ahead and, Holmes, bring the lantern back here as soon as you can, Musgrave. I have a mind to learn what that box... Tell us of this affair.
Yes, of course. I'll be with you as soon as I can.
Gently does it, Mr. Holmes. Where are you putting your feet?
Let's see what we can see.
Shall I call some of the servants? I'm sure they'd be prepared to lend a hand.
Oh, I think we can manage, Mr. Musgrave. Besides... It is a police matter. Oh. Easy, lad. That's it. If you could just hold the lantern a bit higher, sir.
Huh? Oh, yes. Of course.
That's it. Here we go now.
So, one brass-bound box, key and lock, lid open, parallel lines in the dust. Probably Brunton's fingers clawing at
you. Blast! As soon as you can, Musgrave. I can hardly see a thing down here.
With you in a moment, Holmes.
I think we can manage now, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Do hurry, Musgrave. I'm out of matches.
Sorry, Holmes. Everything all right?
Lower the lantern, would you? Not the best light down here for a scientific investigation.
How's that?
Ah, yes.
Well, have you found something?
Yeah, merely that there was something here. Corner of the box there, you see. Slightly darker patch. Scuffing around the edges. They're quite recent, too.
What do you suppose it was?
Impossible to say in this sort of light. So we get it out of this chamber, the better. Can you reach the other handle?
A bit more. That's it. I've got it. Now push. Your turn now, Holmes. Take my hand. And...
Here comes. Thank you. Now, let's take a closer look, shall we?
Musgrave watched anxiously as I spent the next few minutes examining the box for anything that may have escaped my attention in the cramped conditions of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from the rusted metal discs scattered over its base and the indication that some other object had recently lain there, it appeared to shed no light on the mystery of Brunton's horrible death. And I found myself confronted with a problem which was almost as formidable as that with which I'd started.
You seem disappointed, Holmes.
I must confess to a certain degree of dissatisfaction in the progress of my investigations.
At least we know what became of Brunton.
How did that fate come upon him?
If it's all the same to you, perhaps we could discuss that in the garden. I fear that if I don't leave this place soon...
A few more moments, Musgrave. Undoubtedly... We would both benefit from the fresh air, yet it's here where we stand that offers the greatest chance of bringing this affair to a satisfactory conclusion.
But I don't see how we could...
Suppose we put ourselves in Brunton's place and try to imagine how we should proceed under the same circumstances.
In our case, the matter is simplified by the fact that his intelligence was quite first rate, so it's unnecessary to make any allowance for the personal.